silos through windscreen, the photographer Max Dupain uses the driver's seat of a car as a novel vantage point on the industrialised modern city. The main focus of the image is the concrete grain silos at Pyrmont. This imposing structure in Sydney's inner west has operated since 1926 and is a recurring motif in Dupain's work. In this photograph, the silos have been incorporated into a complex, multi-dimensional composition. Their simple, monumental verticals are juxtaposed with the curving lines and smooth surfaces of the dashboard, and the rear vision mirror reflects the image of a brick factory behind. This complex interplay between the silos in front, the car interior, and the factory behind creates the sensation that the viewer is surrounded by this industrial landscape. By excluding figures from his photograph, Dupain focuses our attention on the formal qualities of the city. The strong contrasts of light and dark reduce the buildings and the car interior to a series of simple shapes and repeating lines. The shadows and reflections are made to seem as palpable as the objects and buildings themselves. At the top and bottom edges of the composition, the dark horizontal borders give the photograph a cinematic quality. The viewer is playfully positioned in the driver's seat, immersed in the rhythms and movement of modern life. Looking back on his formative years as a photographer, Dupain described the 1930s as an era when Australian photographers had begun to apprehend machine form and function and to relate to it not as a first or second cousin, but as a blood brother to the camera. In its disciplined and precise network of lines and shapes, this photograph exemplifies the developing industrial aesthetic in modern photography. Not only did photographers such as Dupain increasingly look to the city as a subject for their art, but they also saw photography as a distinctly modern art form that combined industry and aesthetics.